My most memorable English language learning is in my kindergarten. My teacher using the paper pictures to teach me some vocab, and that let me can use the picture and focus on the word. Yes, and at that time I remember the lot of English word than primary school and secondary school. Only use the book to let me know what is this and how to follow this sentence structure to make a correct sentence. This more friendly than these two levels.
Actually, this is really interesting because now you're studying visual arts and
yes.
You have listed one of your hobbies, of course, as drawing, which would make a lot of sense. So you obviously feel that there's a big relationship between something visual and learning a language?
Yes, of course, because when I learn something, I will focus on picture first and then voice. The last one is word. So if I want to learn something, for example, English, I will first focus on the picture first, and then if I'm interested in it, so then I will learn what is the English verb in the picture.
So a picture does paint 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Now, what about reading? Apart from reading pictures, obviously, do you have any memorable reading experiences?
I think in this reading experience, I have some terrible memory in this reading experience. It is because my reading is very weak. The most terrible memories is that I read a thousand word passage, and I can't understand what it say, and then the teacher need me the answer the question, and I can't read it. I can read it, but I don't understand it. So I can study in it, and also I can remember it. Not remember, it's a terrible experience. I can remember it. But not, I cannot let the knowledge in my mind. This is a terrible memory.
So how about these days? Are you reading now, and do you enjoy reading and don't have those kinds of problems anymore?
If the book or passage have some image or pictures, I will remember more. But if only have works, that's so difficult to let me know about it, and it decrease my interest